Midgets outraged at Pluto's new dwarf status. 26th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Prague, some country in Europe. With Pluto's status now downgraded, there is much controversy surrounding its new status as a dwarf planet. Among complaints and criticisms from professors, scientists, and various Disney characters comes allegations from little people that this new classification as dwarf is yet another attempt by tall people to oppress and degrade the midget minority. Apparently, when Pluto was yet a planet, the midgets had full rights to its neighbor Neptune, provided they offered 10 hectares worth of sacrificed cattle to their god Poseidon, says chairman of the International Society for the Advancement of Dwarves, Jason Acuna. But now that Pluto is considered a dwarf, its ownership falls under the jurisdiction of midgets, and Neptune's ownership has once more been given to Disney. Quote, the same fucking thing happened in 19-aught-something with the whole fucking Hertzsprung-Russell shit about the dwarf stars, unquote, said a very angry Acuna in a recent interview. Quote, all fucking astronomers or astronomists or whatever the fuck they call themselves now, they're out to get us. I mean, yeah, sure, we helped Sauron conquer Middle Earth and all that, but that was some 200 fucking years ago. Let's go already, fucking elves, unquote. So, what are the midgets doing to combat this indecent slandering of midget rights, as they so call it? Exactly that, combat. Armed with everything from shovels to ice picks to venomous snakes, dwarves all over Europe converged in one convenient shopping mall in Prague last Thursday to protest Pluto's reclassification. Storming the plaza, the midgets killed an estimated 42 people, with only 5 casualties on their side. Most of the midgets involved in the massacre were arrested, as well as some who were just standing around gawking and cheering, further fueling the fires of hatred that have been burning in the hearts of both midgets and humans for centuries. Though it is still unknown if this might lead to war, as such things have proven to be unpredictable in the past, the last human-midget war spelt disaster for the dwarves, banishing them to the realm of Nivlin something for 1,000 years. Quote, it is our belief that the midgets, little people, do indeed possess weapons of mass obstruction, whose power to temporarily halt minor U.S. domestic endeavors is great, and have been observed in the past, unquote, rambled President George Bush in a press conference on Friday. Quote, have you ever seen a ring of midgets surrounding a Steak and Shake? If you come up to them, they kick you right in the nuts. Makes it very difficult for civilians to proceed with their daily lives. No, the midget menace is one we cannot allow to continue any further, unquote. And on Saturday, August 26, President Bush and 12 other countries officially declared war on midgets. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.